This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, Do Less Harm. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. As more and more people were dying from opioid overdoses around the country, many communities made a big effort to get the overdose reversal drug, naloxone, also known by its brand name Narcan, into the hands of as many people as possible. The idea is that way anybody can intervene when somebody is overdosing, not just first responders. And anybody means even those who are selling the drugs. Reporter Nina Feldman followed one outreach worker in a Philadelphia neighborhood that's been hit hard by the opioid crisis.
Kensington is just a couple miles north of downtown Philadelphia, but in a lot of ways, it feels like an entirely different ecosystem than the rest of the city. It operates under different rules. People use drugs and sell drugs in plain sight, in parks and on street corners and under bridges. The streets are crowded. There's always a lot of hustle and bustle. Shopkeepers sweep trash and use syringes from in front of their stores where they sell cell phones or discount appliances. Longtime residents come and go. Kids pass by people injecting drugs on their way home from school.
I hate trash day. Because you don't know if that's a bag or a person. You see over there.
Rosalind Pichardo grew up here. After she lost two siblings to gun violence, she started an organization that supports other families who lost loved ones. But over time, she noticed that gun violence was not the only epidemic plaguing the streets of her neighborhood. One day, she was giving out food to people who were homeless when she saw someone overdose.
And I'm like, well, what? That guy is blue. Can somebody help me out? Is he choking on something? Like, I had no idea. Like, I was kind of naive. I knew people did drugs around here, but I didn't know what an overdose looked like. I just didn't know.
This was happening everywhere. People were dying at alarming rates. So when she found out there was a drug that could reverse overdoses, she started giving out as much as she could.
You guys good with Narcan? Y'all need Narcan?
Roz calls the people she helps her sunshine.
Sunshine!
She says she wanted a word besides addict or any of the other negative terms used for people who use drugs. There wasn't really a good alternative, so she sort of made one up.
Sunshine, where your coat at?
Roz loaded up a bag full of snacks and unused syringes and Narcan and hit the streets. On the day I went out with her while she made her rounds, the first person we saw was her cousin.
You got Narcan on you, right?
I need one.
You need one?
He had a couple of nasty-looking wounds on his arm that she wanted to check on.
Oh, no,
is it closed up?
Yeah, closed up and it's flattened out.
She gave him a packaged cake, some clean socks, and some Narcan to keep on hand.
How long has she been out here? How long has he been out here?
A couple years.
I just reversed him not too long ago.
Oh, really?
Roz doesn't just give out Narcan. She also uses it a lot. She's reversed hundreds of overdoses herself. She keeps track of them in a little black book she keeps in her fanny pack. There was one particular reversal that Roz says changed the way she thought about who she should hand out Narcan to. Roz saw a guy overdosing in front of a line of people waiting for free samples from a drug dealer.
So I run to the guy, and he was completely blue and unresponsive, and the dealer was still handing out samples while the guy... It's like, oh, damn. And I remember calling, grabbing my phone and saying I need to call 911 and him pulling out a 9mm and saying to me, what are you doing? And I said, I have to call the paramedics because this guy is dying and I only have one Narcan. So he put the gun to my face and said, no, you're not going to call because I'm not done handing out these samples. And I said, well, can you at least help me roll him? And he kicked him on his side and rolled the guy, like, using his foot.
Roz was paralyzed with fear. She didn't know whether to leave and get more Narcan and come back or what.
And thankfully, the guy came to and he was okay. So then I went back and a couple days later and gave the dealer Narcan.
To be clear, she's talking about the guy who just held a gun to her head.
Now we're semi-friends, where he asked me for Narcan. So I drop it off on his porch. It's like, the strangest relationship you could ever have with a person. But yeah.
He has her number and texts her when he runs out, and she drops a bunch of doses off at his house.
So I'm like his Narcan dealer, I guess.
You! Bob, you're not coming. Keep it moving.
After that, when she took to the streets, Roz didn't just hand out Narcan to people using drugs. She thought she might as well offer it to people dealing, too.
If they're going to be selling their stuff, they could at least carry Narcan. I mean, if they're business savvy, they definitely want their customers coming back, right?
If this idea seems kind of fringe, well, so did the notion that drug users would ever carry Narcan themselves. Naloxone was approved by the FDA to reverse opioid overdoses in 1971, but it was really only used by doctors and paramedics for the next 20 years. Starting in the late 80s, during the height of the HIV epidemic, syringe exchanges started preventing many people who use drugs from contracting HIV. That meant the bigger threat was overdosing.
People are living longer, but they happen to be dying of overdose rather than dying of HIV.
Nancy Campbell is a researcher at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute who wrote a book about the history of naloxone. She says it wasn't until syringe exchanges proved successful that people started thinking about shifting naloxone out of the medical realm and into the hands of people using drugs. Back then, that was still a very controversial idea.
Harm reduction was a dirty word in the federal government.
The thinking was that if you knew you could reverse an overdose, that would encourage people to use drugs. Harm reduction advocates think about it the opposite way. The way they see it, people suffering from addiction are going to use drugs regardless. So if there's a tool to stop someone from dying, that tool should be easy for anyone to get and to use. After a decades-long battle, naloxone is now pretty mainstream. 46 states, including Pennsylvania, have waived the need for a prescription, so anyone can purchase doses at a pharmacy. Public health departments distribute naloxone and train people how to use it. Roz has no trouble giving out naloxone to people who use drugs, but the dealers can be a bit more skeptical. So she has a whole strategy for how to approach them. Like any good plan, it revolves around snacks.
I normally carry like Oreos and stuff with people. It's hard to say no.
She starts out by offering food to her sunshines. She says that signals to people that she's an outreach worker and she's there to help. Then she'll offer snacks to the dealers.
Some of them will take it, and then I say, well, I have Narcan. Do you carry Narcan? And then that's when some will say yes, some will say no. So the ones who said no, I guarantee that maybe by next week they'll carry it. I'm going to go back and, you know, give some more Oreos and give them my spiel on why they need to carry Narcan.
Yeah, they gave me one when I left the county because I was confused.
For Roz, whether she's talking to someone using drugs or selling drugs, her goal is the same.
It's always been in my mind to kind of meet people exactly where they are. I'm not trying to change anybody. I'm just trying to make people smile for a moment. And I think I do that a lot.
Still, the work is emotionally draining. She relies on her faith to get her through. The little book Roz carries with her to track the overdoses she's reversed is actually a pocket-sized Bible. Across the thin pages and fine print, she's jotted the rough demographic information for each person she's saved in Sharpie.
So this was another one, 7/12/2019, male in his 60s, 12/30, two Narcans.
Roz wants to pray for the people whose lives she's saving, but that doesn't always feel appropriate.
Hovering over somebody trying to pray for somebody, thinking about like, lady, you crazy. So I'm like, I just get the little book and just write it in. It's pocket size. And you don't even have to know you're praying for them. Just write in the book. And that'll be my way of praying. Even though I don't like get on my hands and knees or nothing. I'm like, okay, I wrote you in the book. Jesus got you. And that's it. I don't need to say a prayer because they're already in the book.
As usual, she's just trying to meet people where they are.